Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guest is Lane Streisner. Hello, Lane.
Hi, Gary.
Lane is our community engagement editor. So as a community engagement editor, she's responsible for helping produce this podcast every week. She also manages our social media and then also helps coordinate when we do special projects outside in the community. And we have one that's coming up that we're very excited about. So, Lane, tell us a little bit about the Good Samaritan Awards.
We started doing the Good Samaritan Awards in 2019. We partner with Redemption Inside the Walls, which is a local annual concert. It features a Christian band, and then the proceeds go to a local nonprofit each year. So we started honoring the heroes of the storm in 2019 after the tornado, which honored community members who went above and beyond in the hours and days after the tornado. From that, it evolved into the Fisher Family Good Samaritan Awards that we now do every year to honor people who do good deeds in mid-Missouri.
You know, that brings back some great memories there of after the tornado. We were just inundated with stories about folks who went above and beyond, just did incredible things for neighbors, strangers, that they just stepped out and did something to help lift up the community. And so that was honestly a very easy lift to do because there were so many of those stories. And it was such an uplifting series that we were able to do that the next year, Paula Benny, who's been involved with Redemption Inside the Walls, said, let's do it again. And we agreed. And so that's how we kind of changed the approach to it. And I think it's still one of those really interesting things that we are able to do annually that just kind of celebrates those unspoken heroes out there in the community. That sometimes I think it's humorous that they're really uncomfortable about it. They don't really want to talk about it. But by the same token, the community knows about it and the community is blessed by it. So we're always excited to do that. So in the past, we have highlighted five.
Yes, and we're doing that again this year too.
Okay. And how do we do that? I mean, how do we get the names? How do we write the little profiles, things like that about these people?
Yeah, so you can nominate someone for the Good Samaritan Award at newstribune.com/Good Samaritan. The nomination period ends on August 20th. After the nomination period ends, then the community will be able to vote on the nominations at that same link, and the News Tribune staff will choose the other four Good Samaritans, and then they're announced at the Redemption Inside the Walls concert. We also write profiles on each of the winners that run in the News Tribune.
So once we have these five nominees, one selected by you, the listeners, and our readers, the other four selected by our staff. We then will assemble those stories about them and then celebrate them at the concert. So let's share maybe some of the folks who last year we had celebrated at that Redemption Inside the Walls concert.
The winners last year were Connie Cashin, who operates From His House to Your House, the free store in Fulton. Alicia Edwards, who is the Executive Director of Building Community Bridges. Chris Jarbo, who heads Operation Bugle Boy. Bill Graham, who volunteers at the railroad station in Jefferson City. Jeff Brondell, who often volunteers for the St. Martin's Knights of Columbus and Special Olympics.
Wow, those were some great stories. I mean, and they've had such a dramatic impact on either the community overall or even just special parts of the community. So, again, all those folks, they came from nominations from you, and we're looking for more this year. And so, again, Lane, share with them how they can nominate somebody to be celebrated in the community.
Yeah, you can nominate someone by going to newstribune.com/Good Samaritan. Also, everyone who submits a nomination will be entered into a drawing to win two free tickets to the Redemption Inside the Walls concert, which this year, the headliner is Rend Collective, a folk rock band from Ireland.
Wow. Have you heard the band, Lane?
I have not. No.
Okay, so we're going to have to check this out.
Yeah.
Once we do, we'll try to share it with you also or give you a link to where you can sample their music. So give us some details about the concert. You know, it's going to be coming up soon. So obviously you want to grab your tickets. So give us some ideas to where the concert is, how much tickets are, dates, etc.
The concert's on September 17th. It starts at 5 p.m. You can buy tickets at redemptioninsidethewalls.com. Adult general admission is $30 per ticket. And then children 4 through 12 years old is $15 per ticket. There's also VIP prices that you can find on the website. The concert is at the fairgrounds, and all proceeds will benefit the Council for Drug-Free Youth.
Okay, so it's definitely a family-friendly event, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's always had a great turnout as far as number of those attending. So again, we encourage you to check out the site and pick up your tickets, and we'll have some links in our show notes to the bands, the concert venue details, and other stories we've done about the concert. But again, you can win free tickets, right? Let's not lose sight of that. So look around, talk with your friends and neighbors about who really should be celebrated this event. It's a community event. So Lane, let's share with them again who they can nominate or how they can nominate a Good Samaritan that could actually help them win tickets themselves.
Yeah, you can nominate anybody who you believe is a Good Samaritan who lives in Mid-Missouri at newstribune.com/Good Samaritan. And you just have to submit the nominee's name, a 200-word or fewer description of why they're a Good Samaritan, and a photo of that person.
So now what are some of the criteria when we define a Good Samaritan?
Someone who does good deeds out of compassion and not because of any hope of a reward. They may possibly shy away from attention about their efforts, and they unselfishly help others and extend mercy, especially to strangers. Also, they can't have previously won the award.
So, Lane, there's an actual full title for these Good Samaritan Awards. It's the Fisher Family Good Samaritan Awards, right?
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about the Fisher family, the folks who are this award is named after.
So the award was first named after John Fisher, the former part owner of the Jefferson City Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken, who died in March 2020. Just before the concert in 2020, another member of the Fisher family died, and the awards were renamed the Fisher Family Good Samaritan Awards. Fisher and his family were known for volunteering in Mid-Missouri.
Okay. All right. So get out there, do your looking for those great Good Samaritan candidates there. So Lane, we have another community engagement type event coming up. So we got a Coffee with the Editor coming up. So share with folks what a Coffee with the Editor is first.
Coffee with the Editor is an event that we do about once a month where Gary will buy anybody who comes a free coffee, and you can meet with Gary and I and just share your ideas about how we could improve our service at the News Tribune, issues going on in the community. At this event, we'll also teach you how to activate your digital subscription and have some information about our News Tribune perks, which you can get as a subscriber.
Where is Coffee with the Editor this month?
It is at the new three-story coffee at 311 Bolivar Street, and it's from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday.
All right. They have great coffee there. We really enjoy it. And so, you know, honestly, Jeff City's blessed with a lot of great coffee shops. And that's been one of the fun things about this Coffee with the Editor is just exploring some of the great locations where folks stop and get a little bit of Java before they head off to work. So stop by. It doesn't have to be a long conversation, but we would love the opportunity to just chat with you and see what you're thinking about the community, the News Tribune, or things in general. But I always think it's very interesting. It's good conversations. It's not like you're coming for a formal program, right? It's just a conversation. And so you bring the conversation. We just try to listen, try to answer any questions you might have, as well as take any feedback. So please come join us. I mean, coffee's on me. But more importantly, I just want opportunities for Lane and I really long for opportunities where we can talk with folks to see how we can better serve the community, whether it's a Coffee with the Editor, or we also have times where we'll be happy to come speak to community groups. So if you have a Lions Club or a Rotary Club or whatever sort of gathering, we would be happy to come out and chat with you about the News Tribune or the community. So Lane, how would folks reach out to us to get us to come talk with them?
Give me a call at 573-761-0243.
All right. Well, folks, thanks for joining us today. And again, I'm going to remind you, we desperately need Good Samaritan nominees for this concert that's coming up. We'd really like to celebrate some of the great charitable work that folks are doing in the community. So help us do that by sending in your nominations to us. And again, Lane, what's that nomination? How do you do it?
newstribune.com/Good Samaritan.
All right. Lane, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.